debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Blitz, are you recording?
Yippee-yo.
Gordon?
Got it.
Blitz, should I do the Manscaped deal, like right out of the box here, right out of the hole?
If you'd like to, we could do a live one. That'd be great.
Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tool for men's below-the-waist grooming. As a matter of fact, I shaved my arms and my pubes
with the lawnmower 4.0.
With the lawnmower 4.0 just this morning. They've just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality. Did I say it right?
Nope.
Close enough. An incredible, comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features cutting-edge ceramic blades to reduce the grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology.
You like the ceramic blades too, don't you?
I do like the ceramic blades. For real. I used it this morning, Blitz, and I even said to myself, these fucking ceramic blades feel far better than the metal ones. They're like plastic ceramic.
Right.
And they don't fuck you up.
They don't cut at you as much?
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's part of the endorsement. But it goes right through your pubes like butter.
Nice.
Like butter.
Like butter. It's got the multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need more precise shave and you're in the dark areas of your loins. Customize your trim through additional guard links, 1 to 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with what code, Lummy?
Bubba.
Bubba. Make sure you use promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off, free shipping at manscaped.com. Code Bubba. And that checkout, unlock your confidence. God, Jesus, this is longer than a minute. This is like a 4-minute skip script.
It is.
Manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. I was using it earlier today on my pubes.
And your arms.
And my, not that you guys can see it because this is a podcast, but my arms are silky smooth. Blitz, I did upload some of my teaser videos that I know are correct.
Okay.
And I have three of them. I got a, hold on here. Let me see, save it up, Willie. I got a 2-minute and 8-second one. I got a 28-second one, and I got a 3:39.
Oh, wow.
Now, the 28-second one, I think is just...
Is that the one you sent me, but then with the front part clipped out?
Yeah, but wait till you see what I did, buddy. I clipped out the front part, but clipped out the OnlyFans part of the front part with and was able to keep a Bubba Army deal.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I know this is a podcast. Nobody can see what I'm watching right now, but I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to show you guys my editing skills.
Right.
Here, Blitz, tell me if you think this one's okay, all right?
All right.
All right, here. Squirting suntan lotion, Akira. Little ass. Mm-hmm. No, nothing, you know, lingering, Blitz. No. Nope. No
butthole. She's not touching it.
Not touching herself. Tip it out. Hold on. Boom. We'll establish Asha. It's Asa Akira. Boom. Now watch this, Blitz. No problem at all. See you later. Bye. Boom.
Oh, done. Yeah. There you go.
Done. Done.
That should
well
be fine.
Well done.
Wow. Anna, yay?
I say yay. 2 thumbs up.
All right. Woo-hoo. Should be fine.
Now, I made a... I think this might be just the tanning bed one. Or this might be... Let me see.
Let's see what's going on here.
Oh, no. This.
Shower?
Oh. She's dirty. She needs a shower.
She's dirty and she needs a shower. So, Blitz, you see how I conveniently cut off the OnlyFans
deal?
Yeah. Ready? Boom, boom. Let's go. Let's go into the shower. Oh, let me show you tits. No, I'm not. No titties for you. Ready? No titties for you. This is Asa Akira in my shower.
It's too bad you got those tattoos.
I know.
Man.
Fuck me. Look at this, Blitz. No, nothing you can see. Nothing.
I don't know. That one they might have a problem with.
Really?
Yeah.
But I better take it down immediately?
Yeah.
For real? No,
we just have clothes on. Yeah, that one's not good.
Fuck. Let me take it down before we're going to probably get in trouble.
Yeah, that one's not good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Man, I wish I could see the rest of it.
Sign up to our OnlyFans. You can see the good part.
Okay. Can we just watch the rest of it and then take it down?
No,
I think I got to take it down.
Oh, man.
Like, Blitz, should we watch the rest of it or take it down? Try to just take it down.
The quicker the better you can get it down, to be honest. Just in case. Well,
wham!
I don't want a 1-week strike on our account.
I know. Boom, down.
Damn it.
And I think this one here was the same thing with the shower deal. Fuck it. The shower was a hot deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't show, you know, as you can see, Blitz, I didn't show.
I know.
You know, anything.
I know. If she had like here's the crazy part. If she had like a dental floss size teabag on, it'd be fine. But because she doesn't have that on.
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking, the Blitz. Ready? Okay. If it was up for a few seconds. I mean, it was private. It was always private, okay?
Right.
Always private. I just showed it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I took down both of the shower teasers, okay?
All right.
Boom. Now, they've already been ingested into their system. So if there was a problem, we're going to hear about it.
Probably.
If we don't hear about it, then that means it probably wasn't a problem.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit for those things to go through.
Oh, I'm so fucking crazy because I just put up two. I put two shower deals up, and I deleted them. But the bottom line is even if you put them up, they know. They fucking know, don't they?
Because it says, too, like those weren't automatic. It said that a team reviewed our content. So it probably alerts somebody to look at it. So if you,
and
if
then
you,
after they were done jerking off, they're like, we got to take this down.
Right. After they saved it to their own hard drive.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. So, Blitz, if I just put it up and then put it down.
Yeah, you might be okay.
They might be okay. Like, oh, you know what? I just fucking realized. Yeah. Dear.
By the time somebody actually went to go get it, they're like, it's already gone.
Yeah. They don't even like. It's just a fucked up, dirty game, this whole digital world, is it not?
Yeah.
Like the world, the game that we're playing now, this podcasting deal. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, Blitz. Had I taken podcasting more seriously a long time ago,
right.
We probably would be some really heavy duty motherfuckers right now. And you and I both a lot of times I like to blame things on you, but you and I both used to just fucking clown it.
Of course.
Well, because here's the thing is, technology.
Well, yeah, because podcasts got popular when the iPod came out before iPhones were out, so that you could download a podcast and listen to it later. Like, that's when it was kind of popular, and then it died off for a few years.
When did the iPod come out?
Like 1982?
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah,
it was like 05.
But now, hold on. I'm not even trying to fucking clown podcasting right now.
No.
I'm clowning myself, saying, like, if I would have... I remember back in the Sirius XM days. 2006, 2007.
iPod came out in 01.
They would be like, hey, man, there's just, you know, Joe Rogan wants to do the show... but then he wants to, you know, would you do his podcast? And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, whatever, fuck. Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
And Brent would be like, man, we need to start this podcast. I'm like, we ain't starting no fucking podcast and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We're heard globally. We're the fucking man.
Yeah, what's next? We're going to make a video game platform?
Now I'm sucking dick for a million downloads.
It's like a reverse Buzzard Bob.
Buzzard Bob's getting full hot on the deal. Well, Blitz, I may have just fucked our absolute YouTube deal. I don't know. It just whatever.
Hopefully it went down in time.
Hopefully it went down.
And it wasn't like egregious stuff.
No. But this is what we're going to... I feel fairly confident, Blitz, if I'm gonna play it again. I feel fairly confident about the one that I showed a few seconds ago.
Oh, yeah. The short one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's fine.
But I don't think that there's any way to slice the shower because she's new.
Right. Now, so this one... YouTube might say something about this one, but you can require a review.
Well, why don't I want them to fucking say nothing about nothing?
Well, because it just their algorithms might see some skin and say, hey, we have a problem.
What?
Like that right there might be enough for them to just trigger a warning.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Go Pack, go.
Mm-hmm. The stroller kicker.
With Tyler's stroller in the back. And Blitz. Do you recognize this?
Oh, yeah, that's from the Miata.
That's when you and I were restoring her Miata.
Yep.
Or it was already restored and that was
an extra hood or something?
Yeah.
Or the roof maybe or something? I don't remember. Oh,
no, it's a tonneau hatch.
Yeah, it was a convertible, but it also had a hard roof or something.
Yeah, it was a convertible that you could make look like a roadster with that attachment.
That's what it was.
Anyway, I don't know. Blitz, do you think that's definitely Facebookable?
Yeah, that one, the short one?
This one, yeah. Yeah. This definitely Facebookable, and it might be, it might be YouTubeable, too.
It should be.
It's looking like it, but I better put 18 and upper on the deal, right?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Most of our videos should have that.
So anyway, listen, this is the first time that we've ever done a show with the show, lineup being me, Lummy, Anna, and Blitz, and now, of course, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Who is my son, the great Tyler Clem. Todd, are you over there?
Right here.
Tyler Boucher.
You wanna train today in an hour?
Yeah.
Are you mad at me? I feel like, you know, there's some shit going down between you and I. You're mad at me.
No, not at all.
Isn't that like the way when you'd ask your girl if she was mad at you?
I'm fine.
Fine. Are you sure you're not mad at me?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think he's just anxious about going to the gym.
Well, he's also upset because of his fantasy team, too.
What do you mean?
I know it's not that big of a deal, but...
what do you mean?
So we had a fantasy draft for the Bubba Army last night.
Did Tyler do shitty?
Well, they gave him a draft grade of B-, so they put him like kind of below a lot of other people.
Who's his quarterback?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, it seems not bad, but he seems like he's already released like three players, and he drafted them last night.
Who did you release, Bobby? Tyler Boucher?
Well, I got rid of DeSean Jackson, and then I'm like trading other players away and then getting them back.
What are you thinking, buddy? Why do you trade a player and get him back?
Well, I'm getting somebody else back instead.
Oh, okay.
He's released, and I'm picking him up off the free agent wire.
You don't sound real enthusiastic about it, buddy. Is everything all right with you?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. See, I'm not going to ask again. I was here and beg for. Oh, hey, Jesus, are you going over to get that bike today?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, if anybody else talked to me this way, I'd be so up their ass. We're in the entertainment business, man. You gotta be a little bit more, put a little more pep in your step. Todd, are you going to pick up that bike today?
Lummy, say, now you know how I feel during the sports show. Say it, Lummy.
Hey. Stick up for yourself. Let me say it.
Jesus. Shut up, Blitzen. Jesus.
Come on, let me say it.
Jesus, you going to pick up that bike?
Yes, I'm getting the bike today.
There you go.
Tyler, what do you think of the Philadelphia Eagles this year?
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Are you insane?
Tyler, why do you think that?
No, I was just joking.
Man, he's... You know what, mate? Maybe
by the way, there's a sports show tonight on Twitch.
Hey. Maybe radio isn't cut out for him. You know, maybe
he's doing great back here though.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. No, like back here, he's killing it.
Yeah, he's killing it. But it didn't seem like he really wants to be on the air or like he gives a fuck about any of this over here. is that? I mean, Tyler, is that?
It's probably.
Do you just want to be an off the air kind of guy? Like, do you just want to be behind the scenes?
You'll
know?
Probably live a happier life that way.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Let's break this down, Tyler. And I want you to be dead honest. Not be afraid to tell me the truth, okay?
Oh, God.
That's a setup, Tyler.
No, it's you motherfuckers. No, it's not. I'm talking to my kid.
Okay.
So, Tyler, be honest. Would you just prefer to be the behind-the-scenes kind of guy, you know, and not we don't really talk to you much, or would you like to become a character?
I want to become a character.
All right, well, you know what? In order to become a character, you got to give us a little more than you're giving us. You got to be a little more animated. You got to be a little bit more, you know. You just can't give me one-word answers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, well, don't make it feel like it's...
He's got that part of it down pat.
Maybe that's the character. One-word Bill.
One-word Tyler, Bill. I don't want you to think that I feel like I'm punishing you or something. I don't want you to think that. I'm just trying to give you... Some entertaining on-air kind of guidance. It's tough being your dad and your boss. You know that.
No, I understand.
Yeah. He's got a lot of woman in him, does he not? That's okay. It's fine. Yes, I understand. All right, bud. So you want to be, like, you want us to develop an on-air character, or do you just want to, be behind-the-scenes guy?
No, I want to become a character.
Okay, thanks.
He kind of opened up during the basketball game.
He said, give me a year or so, I'm going to take over my dad's spot.
Oh, you can have... Hey, Tyler, unfortunately, I don't know that you're capable of doing it. I just don't think you have it, you know.
He said, this is so easy, no problem. by the way, he didn't say any of that.
I know.
Poor kid.
Is it tough being my kid, Tyler, sometimes?
No, I don't think so.
Thanks.
No, he's lying.
Yeah. He's lying. Motherfucker's a liar, too.
Yeah. Hey, did kids ever clown you as to who your dad was?
Oh, sorry.
No.
Like, did they ever say your dad's Bubba the Love Sponge and then they would know some of the shady shit I did?
No, not that I know of.
Oh. Thank God you don't have Google in Ocala.
Their parents might have, but the kids probably didn't.
Yeah, they were pretty, pretty nice about it. But, like, well, on the other end of the deal, has anybody ever said, like, your dad's Bubba the Love Sponge and then they're cooler to you or something? You get some free shit?
I don't think
also
so either.
No. That's literally the worst answer is that, like, you were just insignificant.
Yeah, fuck you, Tyler.
What was the big reason why you never wanted to wear your dad's shirt? Is that out of bounds?
No, I wear the shirt and I wear the hat all the time.
I saw the sticker on his car.
Now.
Yeah, he's got all over his car.
But before he didn't. He was embarrassed prior. And, hey, listen, I mean, you know.
It attracts attention and, you know.
Yeah. But when that's your dad... Right,
but you're always any kid's gonna be like, "Oh, dad, you're my dad. Sucks. Get out of here. Yeah, so uncool."
You
and
think
you're
everybody's
fucking weird.
Dad's not cool?
Yes, everyone's dad is not cool.
Yeah, but I'm fucking Bubba the Love Sponge.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's dad is not cool to them.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's bullshit.
Especially
like
as
you
an
can
adolescent.
Do some cool shit. Like you can be cool at times, but everyone's dad is not cool.
Yeah, like, even Tom Brady's kids are like, "Dad, you're embarrassing me. You're winning all these fucking
way.
Super Bowls.
Yeah. No make way. Out on camera.
Your shiny ass ring. All of your fingers are blind." Lying to me, Dad.
Yeah, that's actually Lovey's got it. Dad, stop making out with me in front of this camera. It's so weird. Daddy.
Anyway, you guys are doing a sports show today?
Yeah.
Is Tyler gonna participate?
Yeah, he's definitely gonna get
in. You mean yes.
Is Brian here?
Yes, he is.
Oh, then so much for Tyler participating.
No, Brian, we talked to him. He's gonna talk more.
No, no. Booty paw.
No, got it.
Tyler's gotta talk.
He said he's gonna talk more. He's
now,
got
Tyler, if
notes.
You don't want to do this stupid ass sports show, you know you don't have to.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind doing it.
Oh, hold on. You don't
like
mind.
Doing
hold on.
It.
You don't Lummy, mind doing it, or you
Lummy,
want to
do it?
That's
Lummy,
good,
yeah.
Lummy, did you hear?
Yeah, that's.
I don't mind doing it. I think it's a pay. Lummy's
loving this. This is making his fucking point right now.
Like, I don't think he likes it.
He said he liked it.
I think he doesn't like it. I really, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he likes
Tyler,
it.
Tyler, be honest. What do you feel about it?
No, I mean, like, I enjoy doing it. I'm just, it's just a new thing to me.
Do you not, do you like, do
man,
you not
is
like
Tyler,
it?
Is he a fucking politician or what?
Yeah.
You can't get any kind of fucking bearing on this kid.
I honestly can't tell if he's enjoying it.
Wait,
or not.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he's enjoying it.
Do you not like it now because Brian's on it?
That's a fair question.
I don't care. I mean, I did like it when it was me and you, though.
That's a yes.
Okay,
yeah.
There
that's
we go.
A yes.
At least we're getting somewhere.
You think Brian's,
tell Brian to back the fuck off.
You think Brian's a little overbearing, Tyler?
Little.
No, I don't think that. I think he just...
talks too much?
You just want to shut the fuck up?
At times, yes.
It's okay.
Tyler doesn't think he's a little overbearing. Brian's just a little overbearing. That's all it is.
Hey, Tyler, why don't you grow some fucking balls about yourself because of who your dad is? And why don't you just look and say... why don't you shut the fuck up for a minute so me and Lummy can talk?
Yeah, but that's not how you do things.
Yeah, yes,
oh, that's how your dad does things.
Yeah. That's how we do things around here.
Do you
here.
Not know who your dad is? That's how he deals with everything.
Yeah. Like Brian's over there. Why don't you just look at him and go, Brian, shut the fuck up for a minute.
Yeah. That would take
me,
him back.
Me and Lummy would like to say something.
That would be
now,
so awesome if you did that today.
If you could fucking take a breath... and get over and fucking slow it down a notch, kid. Me and Lummy have an opinion.
And call him like a toothy son of a bitch.
Yeah, you toothy motherfucker. Why don't you slow down?
Why don't you put that mask back on, bitch?
God.
Look at them teeth.
COVID, bitch. Dan Mikowski, bitch.
I guess
Lummy's getting into it now. Lummy's gonna start saying this shit.
I don't even think the kid's got the swagger or like. I don't think he's wired like that. Like in order
he's
to,
definitely not.
In order to be able to say that, you got to be wired like that. Like, I'm wired like a motherfucker. Like, you know, I'm all about getting in road rage incidents and fucking.
Right. Yeah. Has Tyler ever gotten road rage at all?
Oh, now, supposedly, his girlfriend says yes.
Oh, let's hear about that.
He supposedly.
He's like, beep, beep.
sir, could you please move over? You
Tyler honked the horn one time, one quick beep, and then turned immediately.
You seem to be blocking the way here, sir.
What is he, Tuttle?
Not the way I fucking deal with road rage.
All right, so let's hear Tyler's road rage story.
Here's my road rage right here. This is my road rage.
I
want to
know what's going through Tyler's
head. I do, too.
Hey, Tyler, at this point, you knew I was going to cut a promo. You and your girlfriend were in the back. You knew I was going to cut a promo. Were you embarrassed, or did this guy deserve a promo?
He deserved it, but, like, you just never know with people these days.
Were
like,
you
what's
scared
gonna
he's
going
to shoot you?
Were you and Ace both fucking ready to duck?
I mean,
they were probably already ducked. What are you talking about?
No. Let me ask you a question.
They didn't see this guy one bit. They were too busy ducking.
I didn't talk to you and Ace about this particular incident, but were you scared that I, you know, were you guys a little scared? When you guys got off in your own little world of the track and talked without me, did you say, man, dad is fucking crazy, and he fucking cut a promo on that guy? What if that guy would have had a gun? He would have blasted us
so
all.
So this is on the way there?
We're like five minutes from getting
there, okay.
From there. So did you and her talk about it privately? Be honest.
No, I mean, we just thought this. We, you know, we're just like, well, what if something happens? Like, what if?
So
know?
As I'm doing this, what are you two doing in the back? As I'm cutting, hold on.
Giving each other
hey!
The look.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You stupid fuck!
Dad,
what are you
Dad,
doing?
Dad, please no.
What the fuck do you
oh,
think you're
Oh, we're gonna
doing?
Die! Oh, we're gonna die!
Driving like that, boom, boom, you boom, dumb boom, fuck! Boom, boom,
boom. Get down, Ace.
By the way, I'm watching
duck.
His hand, so.
She's
watching his hand.
Bib, we're going to die.
Bib,
we're going to die.
Bib, duck down.
What are you doing?
We're going to fucking die,
what
babe.
What the fuck duck, do you think you're doing? Driving like that, you dumb fuck. Pull the fuck over.
Bubba Goodman.
Oh,
I just wanted to know what him pulling over was going to do for
he
you.
He was going to get out and beat the shit
I was gonna
out
go
of
up,
him.
I was going to get out and fucking go. And maybe fucking go yoke him up. Or at least have a good conversation with him.
He looks high.
High as fuck. High and stupid as fuck. What's your problem?
See, I don't know. Todd, I actually am kind of like apologizing to you because I don't know, like, if my dad was carrying on like this, I don't know if I'd be a little embarrassed of him. To, but man, dad fucking goes crazy.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, sorry about my dad. He's fucking insane.
Fuck. What's your problem?
How many times does Tyler have to say that to Ace?
I'm sorry
about my dad. He's crazy.
I'm sorry.
I think she knows.
Now, is he like looking at you or just kind of
right.
over towards
no,
you?
No, no, no.
So weird.
Dad, I'm talking.
Really?
Dad,
eye contact?
Yes. 100% laser lock, and I'm laser lock. Right, it's like we're almost in a Chinese staring down match or whatever it's called. Like we're in a fucking
Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, we're we're in a fucking you know who flinches first deal.
Yeah,
and guess what? He flinched first, bitch. I didn't fucking stop. I'm still staring, still staring, still staring, still staring. Fucking pussy ass bitch.
Please turn green. Please turn green.
That's what he's saying. What
he's saying. Green. Please turn green. I don't want to die. This fat man's yelling at me. He's gonna eat me.
Hey, stupid fuck.
He's gonna eat me.
What's your problem?
He's hungry. Oh, there we go. Gotta go. Bye.
You guys check out my 0-60, my Prius.
Yeah. Woo.
Hey, how about that K&N exhaust?
Yeah, it does sound good. What if you just slammed the brakes on?
Oh, I would have fucking annihilated. I would whatever. So anyway, Tyler, sorry for.
Well, let's hear about Tyler's road rage incident.
Yeah, what?
Like, what has he done?
Have you ever road raged like that before, Tyler? Don't lie, because I'll call your girlfriend.
I mean, I haven't, not like that though. Like, I don't talk to the person, like try to get their attention, but like in my mind, and like I'll say something about them if they do something dumb.
Like what? Well, I mean, maybe you might, not be able to say it.
Man, but, that really grinds my gears.
Man, I got to tell you right now, I'm fucking mad ass shit. That grinds my gears right now. If I had a big box full of gears right now, I'd fucking throw one at you right now. God damn, I'm fucking mad as shit. Ace, what you think I should do right now? I don't think you should do anything. I'm scared. Okay, I won't do nothing. But in my little fucking head, I'm mad as shit right now. Beat the fuck out of this guy. Oh, sorry, Tyler. See, Tyler, we don't even need you to talk. We just talk for you here. Tyler, do you think
Tyler Boucher?
Tyler Boucher? Do you think you sound Southern, Tyler?
I don't think so. No,
no, I don't.
Well, when you try, like at that point, you're like, no, I don't think so. Yeah, like Johnny announcer there. But all right, so we've established that you sucked at your fantasy draft, that you're a little concerned about my road rage, that you indeed have road rage, but you kept most of it in your head, and you'd like to be a character on the program. On my program, but the sports show kind of sucks because Brian takes it over. Blitz, at the end of the day, I think that's kind of the flow chart.
I think so. I think you just nailed it.
But, of what we got
but
done
does
here.
He remember what he's supposed to say to Brian if Brian starts getting too yappy?
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna be Brian, okay?
Hey, Brian, what do you think of this year, you know, the Bucks?
Well, I think the Bucks are going to go 14-2, and it's not a team that
can
close to them.
Brian, hang on. Can Lummy and I talk?
There you go. Perfect. You don't even have to say shut the fuck. You can just
Can he say just try the shut the fuck up part?
No, I don't think he has the ability to do that.
Well, he needs to learn.
Maybe he could just try
Hey guys,
hey, I'll tell you right now,
Lummy needs to throw it to Tyler, but have Brian start talking.
Okay, here.
Tyler, hey, what do you think of what's gonna happen with Tom Brady after this
year? Oh, you know what I think's gonna happen is they're gonna give him a long
Brian, party. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, there you go. God. See, he's got it in him.
You gotta get the
How proud are you
out.
Right now, Bubba?
My nipples are hard. I'm so proud.
See? He's got it in him.
All right. So, Tyler, I mean, don't, you know, just when it gets like, don't do it on the very first time he steps on you. But, like,
right off the bat, intro song is still playing. And Tyler just comes out with, shut the fuck up,
Brian. Shut the fuck up. Today's show is sponsored by Brian. Shut the fuck up. So, don't do it on the first instance. But, you know, when he gets in there and starts irritating you.
Might be the first second or two of the show.
Like, shut the fuck up, buddy.
Tyler's going to walk in before the show starts and just tell Brian to shut the fuck up.
Like, my dad said I could say that, buddy. So shut the fuck up. Let's just make this, you know, one-third, 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 buddy.
Right.
God, fucking shut up.
To Brian's credit, last week, he was cool, and he would talk a little bit and then realize that he was talking too much and went to Tyler and asked
him. To Brian's credit, I love the shit out of him, and thank God he cannot hear this real time because he would be listening in some way, shape, or form.
He'd be calling the hotline right now.
Mad as shit. So
well,
this is going
to
this is even
going to
piss him off
about.
More, Blitz, because he's going to have to download this, and we're already gone.
Right.
The full time, I told Tyler to start talking more.
I keep checking YouTube just to make sure that I am still fucking a in good standing guy.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any emails, so.
Me either.
Might have made it.
Might have made it. Ooh. Tyler and Lummy play basketball, Lummy lawn mowing, and Anna's weekend, part two scheduled for, I think, today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Woo.
And then Saturday will be the best of across all platforms, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday. I think we even do best of on Saturday's podcast, don't we?
Yes, I take the audio from and put it as a podcast.
So I will tell you on some things I'm working on. I hope that the Anna, Tara, and other bitch show stays. That's doing super well.
Yeah, it always does.
On our podcast. And I really appreciate you guys doing that because it
really bumps up the numbers.
By the way, we're doing the show to celebrate our 1 millionth download.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even say that yet.
Yeah, this is the 1 millionth download show. And as I kind of got started a little bit earlier, you know, podcasting is a thing. And people really, really are, you know, looking in and paying really good money for decent numbers on podcast. And we, you know, kind of didn't really get even in podcasting until 11 months ago.
Yeah.
And we've only gotten serious about podcasting 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to continue to offer some exclusive stuff that's only available via our podcast. But I'm also working on that television news anchor person.
Oh, that's right.
That's going to be an exclusive here. And a couple other things. I guess right now the only exclusive thing we have on our podcast is the Anna, Tara, and Other Bitch show. Right? That's mm-hmm. the only thing we got that's exclusive to that only.
Can we get like an exclusive story today about you?
What do you mean?
Like anything that you maybe have not told about?
I can't think of anything I've never not told. For real. Like, I'd like to give the people that are listening to this 1 million, or the celebratory 1 millionth podcast show, but I can't, maybe Blitz?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of stories that you'd be able to tell.
Well, not only would I be able to tell, but, you know, I also got my kid over there fucking keeping score.
Right.
Which sucks.
He probably has a few.
Yeah. Tyler, do you got any story that I've never told on the air that, you know, was somewhat embarrassing? It would make me look like a real fucking horse's ass. Like, that seems to be what
people
want.
Like, more than usual?
I mean, he's my son. He's been with me, you know.
Has he heard the Madeira Beach story?
Oh.
Blitz, would you? No, he has not. Okay. And he doesn't need to know about that.
Okay, okay.
Tyler, you don't know about the Madeira Beach story, do you?
I don't think so.
Good. Let's keep it that way. No.
Your dad went swimming one time.
He said on the beach.
I had a condo on the beach.
Yeah.
Tyler, did I ever tell the story where I called you a little girl and was going to buy you a cheerleading outfit at Walmart?
What?
I don't think so. Tell that one.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know if I should tell it because it might be child abuse.
Well, he's 19. It happened 2 weeks ago. You're good.
I'm 19 now. So.
Yeah, it happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but child abuse is, there's no statute of limitations for child abuse.
But like Blitz said,
you
didn't
abuse me.
I know.
Abuse
Tyler,
comes in many forms, Tyler.
Oh, sorry. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
Tyler, you're right. I'm going to step up and be a man and say I didn't physically abuse you, but mentally it probably wasn't cool to do as a dad either, to say the words that I said to you.
No.
Well, hold on. I mean, don't agree. Just say,
yeah, be honest.
He agreed
don't agree.
So quick. He agreed so quick that he's like, man, that's the least of my worries.
If he would just listen to me. You want me to tell the story?
Yeah.
Tyler, you want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to tell what? You want
to
tell the story?
No, you need to tell the story.
You need to.
No, but Tyler.
He can help.
All right. So
I don't remember it. I was like 7.
All right.
I mean, I remember it, but not very well.
Daddy, I don't remember it. Baba Boucher. Gator's got big teeth. Here's the way I figured it out. Blitz, before you and I went to Huntsville.
Okay.
And tried to pick up prostitutes and got held at gunpoint.
Right.
Before that.
Okay.
We went there earlier that season to like a regular meet, you know, because they had like a, you know, when we went up there, it was the National Grands, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to have gone to that track a few times during the year and kind of get some, you know, some setups. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we didn't want the first time that we were at the Huntsville quarter midget track, the first time we saw that this track would have been the, you know, the Nationals. We would have gone up there and tried to do.
You need to know which gear out of his bucket of gears you could use.
Yeah. So we rent the track. I rent the track for a track rental like on a Friday, and then they got their and they got their regular local meet like on a Saturday or some bullshit. But anyway, so Tyler's in his junior Honda car, and he the one thing about turn, I think it was turn 3 going into 4 about Huntsville was in a junior Honda, you had to keep it mashed to the ground. If
was
you
was a GX160 motor or something?
120.
120
with a certain plate in it. And it just was well known that if you went in there and lifted, your front end would push and you'd hit the wall.
Okay.
So you just had to go in there low, not hit the rumble strip, get your left front on the white line, come on out, but don't lift. You can't lift because if you lift, you push the front end and you hit the wall.
Okay.
So I tell Tyler a million times, Tyler, listen, we're getting ready to go out here. I want you to half speed it a little bit. Then when I crank you up full bore, when you're under race conditions, and we're racing, you cannot lift going into three. If you lift, your car's going to push, and you're going to hit the wall. Mm-hmm. And you're going to destroy an axle and a wheel and a whole nine yards. Okay, Daddy. Goes in. Tires get warmed up. Goes into turn three. Lemmy, what do you think happened?
He broke his axle, hit the wall.
He lifted.
Lifted.
Lifted, yeah. Pushed, bam, hits the wall. All right, no big deal. Kind of a big deal. Listen, you little motherfucker, stop lifting. I only got three axle sets, okay? So I'm putting in axle number two. Front end axle number two, front right shock number two, front right wheel number two. Boom. Tyler, listen, buddy, you know the reason why Dad has to put all this new fucking shit on your car, take 20, 30 minutes, couple $100, is because you lifted. You can't lift when you're going into three, buddy. You just got to fucking have confidence in the car. It's going to turn, I promise you. Warm it up.
And for those that don't know, lifting, you mean take your foot off the throttle.
Yeah, like going in and then letting off the throttle.
Yeah, that's called lifting.
And then getting back. You just got to, on this particular corner, you got to keep it matched. Now, in the bigger classes, the 160s and stuff, you would have to burp the throttle a little bit, drag the brake to get around. But in the 120s, you couldn't. You didn't. If you're going to be a top contender, you had to hold it down. And just, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, Tyler, listen, don't lift, buddy, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
Okay, Daddy. Boom. Goes around, warms up, crank him up, goes into turn three. Lemmy, what happened?
He lifted.
Lifted. Huh. Boom. Spins out, hits the wall. Fucking take it back to the hauler. Tyler.
Last axles.
I said, so then I took him into the RV part. And I said, listen, you little motherfucker, you're driving like a girl. You're driving like a fucking girl, and I'm telling you what I'm going to do. Take that uniform off right now. Take off your uniform. Why do I got to take off my uniform, Daddy? Because I'm going to fucking Walmart and buying you a cheerleading outfit, and you're going to walk around the pits as a girl. Because that's how you fucking drive it. I won't lift. Well, you can't lift because if you lift, motherfucker, we're not even going to be able to race tomorrow because I don't have any more shit. I thought three or axles would be. We never go through front axles, buddy, ever. And he went out there and he didn't lift, and he set fucking fast time and we won.
All right.
But perfect. But me probably telling my kid to take off his uniform, and him crying, and I'm going to take him to Walmart and buy him a girl's fucking cheerleading outfit because he's a pussy. Probably is not the best parenting in the
world. Maybe he was just mad that you didn't want to take him to, like, Target.
So, Tyler, did I embellish it? Like, was that the story, or did I fuck it up?
I thought, like, in the B-Main, I spun out.
Oh, no, that was for the Nationals. The cheerleading outfit was for practice a couple months before that.
The Nationals one, is that's when you kept telling him not to drag the brake, right?
Yeah, and so, for the National ones, let me just tell you this, motherfucker. So I'm like, quit dragging the brake. You're dragging the brake, buddy.
And what did he say?
I'm not dragging the brake.
He said, I'm not, Dad, I'm not. And you said, yes, you are. You have to be. Like, I know you are.
No, Daddy, no.
I ain't dragging no fucking brake, Dad. Yeah. I got the gearbox right here.
Right.
Well, he was dragging the brake. I got him to quit dragging a brake, and we're racing fucking Jeff Burton, Harris Burton's. I think we're racing
Harrison Burton.
He's in there, and we're in the B main to make it to the A main because all the big slinginest dicks are. I mean, and Tyler is the youngest of the division. Like he's the youngest of the class.
Yeah.
The boys that he's racing are 2 years older than he is.
Mm.
So like, if he can keep up with these boys, like it's pretty cool.
Sure.
So Tyler is racing the Burton kid. The Burton kid, they're going to take the top two. The top two in the B main make the A main. So Tyler is in fourth place. Boom, passes this guy in a gangster ass. Boom, boom, he's in third. He's got one more spot to go. There's three laps to go. Tyler, boom, makes some gangster ass move. Now he's running second. It's just him and Burton. Burton's going to win. We're not as quick as Burton. All we got to do is hang on for second. Two laps go. Boom, we're there. We're there. The last turn three and four, Blitz literally from me to Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler hits the rumble strips. Now, Anna is where the start-finish line is, and I'm where the turn three and four is. All he has to do is get through that corner, and boom. There's not even a guy on him. There's not even a third-place guy on him. Tyler fucks around, doesn't pay attention, hits the rumble strips, and spins out 1 foot in front of the fucking start-finish line. I don't think I beat him that night, but it was close. What, did I even say anything? Was I mad about that?
I'm sure you were.
Right.
Well, there was one that was like, I forget where it was at, but you like kept complaining that he was dragging brake or doing something wrong.
That was constantly.
Well, yeah. I know that, but like the car was actually broken.
Oh, yeah. I was. Anytime he would be slow, I'd be like, you're dragging a brake. Dad, I'm not. Well, you should be faster than this, but Dad, I'm not dragging a brake. Well, what the fuck? You are dragging a brake. In fact, I'm disconnecting the brake. Well, Dad, you can't disconnect the brake. I'm not going to be able to. So I'm going to hit everybody.
There was a few times coming through the pits that he would like just keep rolling. Goes, he would wave his hand. We had to move out of the way.
Oh, man. So, Tyler, was I a bad dad or just a little bit over the top, buddy?
No, you weren't bad, but you were just strict and aggressive.
Ooh, aggressive. That's not a good word.
Strict and aggressive.
Ooh.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry for being aggressive, buddy.
It's okay.
So we can have some fucking aggressive therapy. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Tyler, I got to go. Enough of this bullshit. Tell it on me. All my stories.
Yeah, Tyler.
The hell?
Who the fuck made you a co-host?
Yeah.
Daddy said I was going to be a co-host there, Brian. Shut the fuck up, buddy. Got my box of gears right here.
Mm-hmm. Bucket of gears.
My bucket of gears. Either this is going to make me and my son closer, or it's going to be...
drive you apart.
Close, faster than we already were.
What do you think?
Tyler, what do you think? Great.
I think it's good for us.
Is he trying to fucking cool guy me?
You think so?
He's afraid. He's afraid he's going to get in trouble no matter what he says.
Is this guy trying to fucking cool guy me?
No, he's calculated. He's calculating and trying to think of the right to say.
Yeah, okay, great. Don't forget we're training today, buddy.
That's what he's worried about.
Oh, what the fuck? It's not going to be... it's going
to
be...
Well, I mean, to be honest, you to be fair, you did say you were going to kill him.
No. I mean, I'm not going to... We're going to do 3 sets of everything I would do today normally. 3 sets. That's it. 3 sets of 15.
Weight-wise, how different are you guys as far as what you lift?
He's probably, in some instances, stronger than me.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think almost all...
Really?
We're either dead on or he's a tad stronger. You know what? I'll do that research today.
Okay.
I should tape it, but...
Would you be okay with me working out with him every now and then?
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I'll get your ass back in my gym.
Well, I'll take him to my gym. I have a guest pass.
Worm.
I'll have a guest pass.
No, my gym. You're worming my kid, buddy. Just because, I mean, you go have your own kid. Quit trying to steal mine, motherfucker.
Go have your own plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo, Bubba, what's up?
Hey, I don't know if in podcasting you're supposed to take phone calls. Like, I don't think it's officially...
Right, because this guy has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, I think I just really fucking screwed the pooch on a podcast when I got a guy calling my request line that can no fucking way know what I'm talking about. Because I'm not being broadcast anywhere.
You were just talking about the NFL.
No, you must be listening to me on a replay. I'm doing a separate show right now that's
Is he on BAR?
Yeah, he's on BubbaRadio.com.
Yeah, see, I'm really not live over there. That's a replay. I'm live here during a podcast, and I shouldn't be taking phone calls because that pretty much, makes it not a podcast. It's kind of what I'm thinking. So keep listening over there, buddy, and make sure your monthly subscription goes through, okay? I love you.
All right, no worries, man. You're
not allowed to ask a question. And when you're on podcasting, you can't take phone calls.
Yeah. We're supposed to have no interaction with you people.
Yeah. This is a podcast,
you people.
Buddy. The fuck, buddy? Blowing my podcast dreams out of the water, you fucker. See you later, buddy.
Later.
I think you instantaneously get thrown out as a podcaster when you start taking phone calls. They're like, oh, that's a show. You can't fucking do a show. You got to do a podcast.
Right.
It's one way. Nobody's opinion matters.
Right.
You can't talk to the people. It's just you.
I finally feel like we have some privacy. There's no chat.
Yeah, nobody's fucking...
No call. Well, there was a call, but, not supposed to be calls.
How are you feeling? How are things going for you?
Oh, things are never better.
No, for real. Like, I think you're a little fucked
up. Things are
up.
Not good.
Things aren't good with you, are they?
No.
I can tell.
Why? What's different?
I'm not going to tell what's different.
Why? Tell me.
I talked to Blitz about it. He'll talk to you.
Yeah. You talked to Blitz about me?
Yeah.
And that I'm unwell?
About getting your shit together.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you mean? Do you think I'm career lazy?
You said that, not me. I wonder if I could play my PSA over here, Blitz. I bet I could.
Why not?
This is a public service announcement sponsored by the Bubba Radio Network. You may qualify for free cellular service. As part of the stimulus relief bill and EBB program, the government is offering free cellular service for those that qualify. Visit BubbaSaves.com to apply. You can keep your existing number and get 30 gigabytes of data per month and unlimited talk and text if you qualify. Again, to qualify for free cellular service, visit BubbaSaves.com to apply.
You can get free 30 gigabyte tigabytes.
You can get free 30 gigatigas. Listen, you dirty dick gigatiga.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's completely right. You can't get in trouble for calling somebody a dirty gigatiga.
No, not if there's 30 of them.
It's a gig and a tig.
Right. 30 of them.
You dirty 30.
You get data. You get data and a weld.
You dirty fucking gigatigas. Oh. Pew, pew.
That was aggressive. Tyler just told me that was aggressive.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
And do you think I could ever tell my dad that he was fucked? Like, that's a whole...
But you asked him.
I know, but, like, that's a whole...
Tyler, be honest.
Hold on. That's a whole... Like, that's how the younger generation talk. Aggressive. You're a little aggressive.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's a word that exists.
Speaking of your dad, when was the last time you talked to him?
This weekend via text.
How'd that go?
He's just exhausting. He just, like, wants an answer right now. We're 3 hours away. I got a life. I got kids. Fucking races.
I have a question for you. And, like, I'm not trying to be adversarial at all. Like, do you realize how much like him you are?
Oh.
That is adversarial.
It's really not. It's an honest question.
I'm not nearly like him because I'm cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And I cool. And
well,
I,
you have okay. So you're probably not like him, but you have similarities.
I am cool as fuck.
And I don't disagree with
like,
that.
I put on a little bit of a show here.
Right.
I'm a little more shot out on the radio than I am in real life.
Sure.
Let's just be honest.
Sure.
I'm a little over the top. In real life, I'm not nearly this prickish.
At times, you have at times.
What is this fucking Blitz therapy?
No, I'm just.
What? Let me. What do you got?
Yeah, let me. What do you got?
No, it was just uncomfortable for a second. Yeah. I did have a question though.
What?
Just as a story, it's a little different. But when was the first time you actually got a girl into the studio when you were DJing? Like, you know how, like, a 98 Rock and 93.3, you'd always have girls come? Like, what was your transition to go?
The first chick.
Yeah.
The girl. I can't say this because Tyler's over there.
Why not? He's not listening.
Yeah, he wasn't even born then.
No, he turned a channel.
I cannot say this.
Oh, come on. I want to know what station it was.
It was. Remember, I was on 103 PFR, and I was doing the weekend sound system.
Was that when you were rocking Bubba Clem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember this hot chick named Christina with a yellow dress came in and
you like yellow, right?
And inquired about having a, you know, like a little party.
Oh, okay.
But really she was just trying to like get my phone number. Remember?
Oh.
And then remember I had to go to St. Louis with that girl.
Oh.
Oh, that's
the
one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just go ahead and talk about that.
Let's pretend like that one didn't happen. How about the next one?
Yeah, how about the next one?
No, so Christina started out as kind of a groupie. She came into the station and she knew that I did the weekends, you know, 103 PFR sound system. And she's like, if I was to get some information on the sound system, how much is it? And I said, well, it's 25 an hour, 3 hour minimum, $75. And I'll come, you know, she goes, well, who's the DJ that comes? I go, me, I'm the one that, I'm Bubba Clem. I come to your
I'm
party.
The DJ that comes.
She's like, what? She's she said,
rockin' Bubba
what
Clem.
If I don't want a sound system, but I just want your phone number? I was like, this is like my first fan.
Yeah.
This is like my first, you know, female fan. Mm-hmm. This shit really exists.
You think she fucked you up?
Yeah, oh, I'm so fucked up over a lot of stuff.
No, you know, I know, but like that, you know, this was like the start of you of the
of me being me of yeah. This is the Well, yeah, Blitz.
How long after?
Are
how
you
long...
saying I'm pretty fucked up over because of that element of radio? And I'm saying you're right.
No. I mean, you said that's like a lot of why you got into radio and stayed in it and all that, because for that reason.
Yeah, I know. But it also fucked me up. Like, it fucks you up mental.
I know.
For real. Like, it fucks you up mental when you start getting attention.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And start having fans. And
it's addicting.
Yeah, attention will fuck you up.
And yeah,
because then you need it, and you need more of it to get that same fix.
And yep. Then
you're doing just about anything to get it.
And then the more you get it, but I'll take it to another level. Then the more you get it, the more fetish it becomes. Because you know, like, how many times would I have a couple of my buddies from Indiana visiting during like Lesbian Tuesday and the Power Pig, and I had like literally 3 or 4 sets of chicks over there just making out, and the guys are like, oh my God, this is the greatest fight. I'm like, that ain't shit.
Yeah, who cares?
That's a Tuesday for me.
Mm-hmm.
So as you get more popular and more people like you, they like you for the wrong reasons. They don't like you for the right reasons. They don't like for you because you're fucking digging a ditch for the Warsaw Park Department. They like you because you're the guy on the radio or whatever the fuck. Money, fame. The women like you for all the wrong reasons. And then some of it dissipates, some of it goes away.
Right.
But you're broken. You're absolutely fucking broken.
But after that, was every station where there are always chicks coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh. 103 PFR was the start of it. Not a lot, because when I started getting kind of good, I left and went to Grand Rapids. And that's where I met, and that WGRD. And then that's where I met the freakiest chick of all, ever. Rebecca.
Like to this day? Oh, okay, yeah.
No, Becky. There was a Rebecca here, but she was Becky from Grand Rapids. Remember, I got so crazy over her that I left my wife. Remember, I was married?
Oh, yeah.
Jill.
Who married a Jill?
Did Jill Kelly. You got it. What was it?
Jill Kelly.
Jill Fox.
Jill Fox. Yeah, Jill Kelly.
She was a twin. Jill and Joe Fox.
You got it in old, right?
Yeah. October 28th. 1988 was my marriage that got annulled.
With how many days were you actually married?
Oh, like 100.
Okay.
But I went to Grand Rapids, and she went with me, and then she's like, I miss Terre Haute.
Hold on. Tyler wants to chime in on Slate, by the way.
What?
You know, you've never told me that you've been married twice.
he just now heard that. Hold on. His face, Bubba? He had no idea you've been married before.
Tyler, I got it annulled. It doesn't count. I didn't lie to you about nothing.
He is dumbfounded. He's like, man, I had no idea.
I was married to a... Tyler, are you there, son?
I'm here.
he doesn't know what to think.
In October of 1988, I got married to a girl named Jill. And she wanted to live in Terre Haute. And
how old were you?
21, 22.
Okay. So almost Tyler's age. I mean, within a couple
Don't
of years.
Don't get any fucking ideas.
Okay.
No, not at all.
He's not... He's just asking questions.
So, Tyler, you know, a lot of times when I give that old school man, you and Ace need to slow down, not be so worried about, you know, it's because I made these mistakes. I jumped right into some bullshit at 22. Lasted 94 fucking days. It's the worst.
And you said it ended because you cheated on her?
Well, Bubba, let me show you. I got my list here. Is it?
Well, let me answer the question, Lummy.
Well, I was going to ask about, is there Epheson? Epheson?
What the fuck?
Oh, Christine Elifson? Yeah. How do you know about her?
Is she another one you married? Let's blow Tyler's mind.
No, but that was right after Joe Fox, correct?
Yeah, Tyler, you didn't know. Your dad's actually married 7 times.
Sorry,
okay,
but
Larry King.
I had to ask because
Larry
she's...
Now, hold on.
She's before Becky.
There was a first Christine.
Christine Hudson.
Christine Hudson.
That you married?
That I dated. That was my very first girlfriend was Christine Hudson.
And you were like a normal person then?
No, I was just starting to become Rockin' Bubba Clem.
Oh, shit.
That's what she said.
She honestly said, oh, shit.
Yeah. I was just starting to form this whole fucking shtick deal.
Right, right.
And so then her and I break up for, you know, obvious reasons. And
because you're you.
For obvious reasons?
No, because we had to go to St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We had to go see the arch.
A not B lop.
You guys don't have her go any further with the questioning.
His op, his ops.
No.
Anna, stop. So then I start dating this girl named Christine Elifson, and she goes to Eastern Illinois University. and I go to Terre Haute and I start seeing her. And then, Lummi, I hook up with Jill.
Okay, so Jill's after her. Okay.
Yeah, Jill was three. Jill and I get married. Tyler, Larry, and Jeff Bird were in my first wedding. Well, golly, Daddy,
trying to process the fact you've been married before.
Larry Bird in your marriage.
Well, golly, Daddy, I didn't know you got married two times. But see, Tyler, listen, you can Google it. I got it annulled, which means it didn't, in the court's eyes, it didn't happen.
Yeah, but you still got married.
No, fuck that. I got annulled. It got annulled.
Yeah, buddy. I know. I get it, but okay. I'm going to stop talking.
So then I go to marry Jill, and she hates Grand Rapids more than anything in the world. She's not supportive of me, and she, like 2 weeks in, she moves back to Terre Haute because she wants to be with her mom, you know, her parents. And so, you know, what's
how old was she?
My age.
Oh, okay.
That's You're fair. Younger.
That's fair.
21. I'm 22. Well, now, Blitz, this is the very first time that I really start getting over because I am really kind of, it's like 98 WGRD, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge. How about, you know, I'm just fucking getting crazy. I'm just, you know.
Sure.
Chicks are calling up. I'm like, get off my phone, you little fetus. And then like 18-year-olds are calling up and be like, you know, how big are your knockers? You know, come on down to the station. I'm really starting to kind of craft what I end up being at the end of the day. And I get this girl named Rebecca. Well, Becky. Her name's Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the just absolute, I mean, to this day, I'm just. But I'm married to Jill. But I got this Becky bitch rolling up in here. And since Jill, you know, isn't doing her wifely duties and she doesn't give a fuck about, you know, I'm running Grand Rapids as, you know, this new guy on the radio that, you know, don't fucking clown me, but I'm so popular in Grand Rapids that I am the guy that's going out and having the new kids on the block on my show at night. Like they're hosting 2 hours of my show, new kids on the block.
And KOTB.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Like, you know.
And this is the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, this is right when Please Don't Go Girl hit.
Please don't go girl.
And like, no, I mean, I'm the hottest fucking thing. I'm the hottest thing in Grand Rapids. There's like, you know, Blitz, I got like these high school pep rallies I'm going to. Like, there are people writing fucking Bubba, aren't you? Just Bubba, whatever. I'm starting to get popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And this Rebecca chick, Becky chick, who worked at the Michigan Athletic Club.
Wait, hold on. You say to this day the freakiest chick you've been with?
Yep.
That's fucking wild.
That's got to be freaky.
Well, think about this. That's early on. Like, think of the things.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and so.
I know.
Like, number four in. Is just like.
Was she just like an absolute smoke show?
Yeah. Absolute fucking smoke show and wanted to do it 100 times a day.
And you met her.
Was she into like weird stuff at all?
She just was in making me feel good stuff.
Was she she was a listener and that's how you met her?
Yes.
And she came to the station?
Yes.
And that's how you met her? That was your first date?
Yeah.
Did she jet ski?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Did you shake hands with her cervix?
Whoa.
Do you know my fucking son's listening?
Hey, Tyler.
I had to turn him off. Doesn't he have some editing to do?
Yeah.
So then, Anna.
Yeah.
I go to I get fired out of Grand Rapids, and I go to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Maria, Bible.
The Lori
chick.
Flores.
The phone screener.
But before that, I'm still married to Jill. So Jill's like, I'm going to come to San Antonio. We're going to make an honest effort. Of being a husband and a wife.
So you're just married to this chick and you're not living together at all?
No, she's in Terre Haute. So
she must be coming to visit you
I'm telling Becky, I don't like this bitch at all. I like you. I love you. And back then the only way you could communicate was U.S. Postal Service. You could just send,
you were writing letters?
Yeah. So I'm writing letters to Becky. Dear Becky, I love you so much. I can't wait for you to come down and visit me. Maybe we can make it permanent. I know you hate Grand Rapids.
You know that she knows you're married, right? Yeah.
But I'm telling her I'm not going to be married much long.
All right.
Who'd you get the fake autograph for?
Her. So Bon Jovi comes to town, right?
Okay.
Bon Jovi. It's right when the Slippery When Wet album came out. the baddest fucking album ever. And our station, of course, I'm the night guy, and I interview Bon Jovi. And they're on my show. They're actually on my show. I'm live backstage at the Bon Jovi concert, but they're basically just do a 5-minute, you know, hey, it's, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge, KTFM, Bon Jovi's with me backstage. Guys, what are you thinking about the show tonight? Well, you know, we like San Antonio and blah, blah, blah. The album's doing real good. Fucking One of Dead or Alive has just sold a zillion fucking copies. And don't even worry about coming to this concert because it's sold out, you know, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't really fucking get any autographs. Or they weren't signing shit. They weren't taking pictures. Nothing.
Yeah.
So so Becky knows. You can't. There's no listening online or anything. I just told her on the phone, hey, I'm going to be partying with Bon Jovi tonight. Trying to make myself look way more fucking, you know, important than I really am. So I forge all these Bon Jovi. I get all, you know, the station gets like 10 promotional copies of Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
You just copy over that autograph.
Yeah. So I sent it to Becky. And this is when we were having problems. So it was like, please stay with Bubba. John Bon Jovi.
Oh my God.
The dumbest fucking shit. So, but hold on. So Jill comes down and she's like, you know, I want to make an honest effort. You know, we took a vow to my family and God about being a couple. And I'm like, I don't even like you. I am in love with this Becky bitch.
You tell her that?
No.
But Becky is the freakiest freak ever.
Yeah, you're just Little House on the fucking Prairie. Take it. Now, if you could get your sister involved, the twin, that'd be something. She was a twin, by the way. So anyway. So I'm writing a letter to Becky. Now, the station has, when you first get there, for the first month, you know how they put you in that temporary, like, extended stay shit?
Yeah.
You know, like it's like an apartment, but it's like a hotel deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Studio apartment hotel. Yeah.
So I got like 30, 45 days. Station's being super cool. And Jill and her dad are driving down from San Antonio to, and so I go get this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I go find the apartment and shit, you know, and I'm thinking, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do because I don't like this chick at all. I like Becky.
Yeah.
So I write Becky this long letter, 4 pages. Dear Becky, Jill's on her way down here to San Antonio, and I don't know what to do. I cry every night wishing it was you. I already talked to my friend who's an attorney, and as soon as she gets a driver's license down here in Texas, I can divorce her. I already got my driver's license. Just some bullshit.
Sure.
I don't even know if it was fucking true.
Imagine that.
Just trying to buy some time, right? And I hate her. And you know, I was like, you know, she's just not you. She doesn't understand me. She doesn't love me like you do.
Now, hold on. Was any of that part of it true though?
No, fuck. I mean, I don't know.
But like, you liked Jill though. I mean,
yeah, I loved Jill. But here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I got this, but Becky didn't give a fuck about me when I wasn't Mr. Grand Rapids. When I was Mr. Grand Rapids and I could be like, 98 WGRD saying hi to Becky and Ronald over at the Michigan Athletic Club. Now here's fucking, you know, Milli Vanilli and fucking blame it on the rain on 98 WGRD. You know, she liked all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And her sister, you know, got backstage at New Kids on the Block because of me. And you know, you're dating the hottest, not the hottest looking, but the big, you know, the guy on the radio, the nighttime guy.
Sure.
She's 19 years old. She's enamored with all this bullshit. But when I'm not there anymore, she could give a fuck. She's already dating 2 other dudes.
Yep.
So I write this long letter, but then before I send it, I get a letter from Becky saying it's over. You're a fucking loser. I know that the autographs that you sent me are fucking fake.
Oh, shit. No. Busted.
Yada, yada, yada. You're fucking weirdo. You're never going to leave your wife. You deserve her. Some small town stupid bitch. You know, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I rip up my letter into 1,000 pieces. I mean, I swear to fucking God, I ripped the fucking shit out of that letter. There wasn't a piece of that letter that was bigger than your fucking thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jill comes. And her dad. And so it's Friday night. I can remember, Blitz, I had to be live from the Reflex nightclub.
Okay.
So I'm live from the Reflex nightclub.
Just crying and trying to get and together.
Supposed to meet her Saturday morning. They were still driving in. But they got to town earlier while I was at the nightclub. And so, like, they went to the front desk and, you know, it was okay because she's my wife and she showed ID and they gave her a key to my room.
Okay.
But I had this fucking letter tore up into a zillion pieces. So
yeah,
like,
she'd never be able to read that.
I wasn't worried about it. I really wasn't. Like, I was like, I know they're going to be, like, you know, whatever. So I get back from the nightclub about 3-4 in the morning and her dad's already gone, driving back to Indiana. I mean, yeah, back to Indiana. And she's laying on the couch crying. And she fucking had all three letters pieced together with scotch tape.
Oh.
And they were all on the, like, dining room, you know, they had, like, a little mini dining room deal. And she put it all together.
How many pieces do you
think? I should have burnt that shit.
Probably over fucking 2,000.
Whoa.
And I didn't tear Rebecca's, or I didn't tear Becky's letter up to me. I just hit it. And she found that too about you're stuck with that small town mouse faced bitch. You know, like whatever, you know, all kinds.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, yeah. So, I got that going for me. So she leaves. Becky then, so then I call Becky and I said, will you please just come fly down here? She's like, okay, I will. And so she flies down. I pick her up. I got this new pickup truck Blitz. Like I'm a spokesperson for the Ford dealership down there. And I got me a nice little Ford.
Okay.
It was a Ford Ranger, but it was new.
That's nice.
I pick her up in it. She'd give a fuck about that Ranger. So she just, like, you know, all weekend, I just, you know, was fucking Johnny crybaby if I love you.
Ooh.
And, I can remember listening to I Need Love by LL Cool J.
Oh, my God.
Crying like a little pussy. And so.
With her?
Yeah, just, you know, because she was like telling me I'm not going to ever, you know, like it's over. I just came down here to basically tell you in person that it's fucking over.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, please, no. So I even tried to fucking get her pregnant. Like, I was like, oh, I'm just going to get her pregnant. That way she won't leave me.
Is this the condom hole deal?
What?
No, I think he just went in and then he like had a little tear and he said, I love you.
Whatever.
You weren't poking holes in condoms?
No, I just let her ride right in it.
Okay, that's even better.
And then told her, I want you to have my baby. She's like, you're a fucking weirdo. I'm out of here. So in the middle of the night, she was supposed to leave on Sunday. This is Friday night. In the middle of the night, she gets a cab to the airport and leaves a day early.
Oof.
Then calls me on Monday. Of course, I called her 5,000 times on Sunday. Literally 5,000. On Monday, remember those old school answering machines? They had like a cassette player.
Yeah, you wore out the tapes.
Yeah, well, she knew when I was on the air. So she called my house and said, I just want to let you know this is Becky. Please don't ever call me again. I hate you. And plus, I'm pregnant with my dad's best friend's child.
Oh. Oh, no.
I'm like, well, how can you be pregnant with his child? That could be my child. And she's like, no, I'm going to go get it. So she went and got a fucking, like pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I was devastated. Then I, you know.
Because you wanted it to be.
Yeah. Tyler, don't get any fucking ideas. You shouldn't even be listening to this bullshit right now.
I'm still worried about you got married before.
I'm still worried about those gears out back.
Tyler's kicked back over here just laughing. He's going to be smiling. He hasn't smiled all week.
Yes, yes.
Tell Tyler what business we're in.
Show business.
Sometimes we embellish things. Sometimes we flat out lie, cuz.
Yeah, cuz.
Well, goddamn, Daddy, I didn't know you were married to another woman up there in Grand Rapids. You're a two-time loser now, Daddy. Daddy say.
Oh, wow.
So.
He's just taking all this in.
I'm sure a lot of people are taking it in.
So I remember I was probably about 17 or 18 when my dad told me he'd been married before, and it blew my mind. Huh. And we, like, literally, he told me, and we talked about it for, like, 30 seconds, and we've never spoken about it
again.
Well,
my prescriptions are ready at fucking Publix.
Woo.
Your dad said, Chris, just want to let you know I was married once before. Let's not talk about it anymore.
I don't remember. Like, I found something somewhere, or like I brought it up, and he was like, yep, I was married. This was her name. We didn't work out, and that was it. We never talked about it again.
They're talking again. I'm going to fucking beat shit out of you.
Well, I mean.
So then I'm like, okay, well, that's when I started liking that Lori Flores girl, remember?
Okay.
And I thought she was 18, mm-hmm. real religious, but just so fucking hot. But she and she was Hispanic because everybody in San Antonio is Hispanic.
Yeah, you had to be. That's law.
And I just remember I've already told that story where I thought I was gonna get a chance to make out with her, and she gave me a fucking Bible.
Loser.
Oh man, that's hard.
Then I went to Chicago from. I didn't really have a lot of cricks
except for your the lady that rented you the room, right?
No, that's Chicago, Ellie.
Right.
I did well in Chicago. I didn't do the two worst cities I did, groupie chick wise were Philly and San Antonio. Philly was the worst.
Where was on?
Those fucking Italian stiff, high hair, fucking white rain bitches are impossible to do.
Really?
Where was the Andrea Leah?
Andrea Lay, and she was from Chicago, B96.
Gotcha.
But her friend, Lisa Sweeto, was an absolute fucking smoke show. And my buddy, I think Mark was his name, Mark or Chris, was blasting the shit out of her.
You didn't get to blast her?
No. Just Mark Andrea. Sure. And then my mom will tell you, when I'm dating this Andrea girl, like, she's like this 6-foot blonde with these big titties, like, white to wear, like skirts that practically show your sniz. Mm. And my cousin's getting married in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I bring this Chicago girl to Fort Wayne.
This floozy?
Yeah, and my mom's like, what the fuck are you bringing a whore to Amy's wedding for? I'm like, Mom, it's my girlfriend. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Everybody's going, all the men are on the dance floor looking at her. She's, and Blitz, she get drunk a little
gyrating
bit.
Around.
Yeah, she was out there fucking, being a little fun, crazy 19-year-old hot,
sure,
big-titted bitch from Chicago.
That's what they do best.
But people from Indiana, they've never seen such a thing.
Right.
So she's out there, fucking going crazy, and I'm just trying to get her back to the hotel room because she was, whatever. My mom's cutting promos on me. Why would you bring? Why didn't you just come alone? You ruined the wedding. How did I ruin the wedding? It seems like all the guys are going crazy over her. Because, Blitz, she was getting all the attention because nobody looked like her. She was like a fucking, model.
Yeah, yeah.
Bubba, Lisa Sweeto, is there a Rhonda in there? Because I have in my notes, Rhonda and Lisa were the first threesome.
Huh. I mean, that's a valid question.
Yeah. Oh.
Tyler said he'd like to know the answer.
Damn near 11:30. We were going to go to 30 after. This has been the exclusive podcast commemorating our 1 millionth download.
Yes,
probably more shows like that, and we'll hit 2 million quickly.
Absolutely.
Appreciate everybody. See you later.